Tickets are now available at wavefarm.org/drive-in for an unforgettable drive-in event with Negative Land and Sue C., Matt Most, and Rodney Allen Greenblatt opening. Turn out for Negative Land's legendary sound collage and real-time cinema with Sue C., along with Matt Most's renowned electronic music and sampling culture. This and so much more at the Greenville Drive-In, Friday, May 31st. All to support Wave Farm and WGXE. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now. Drive-In is all one word at wavefarm.org/drive-in.
What's going on? You're rocking with Young Paris. You're now listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Free hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ellen Donovan of Medusa, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518- 622-9829.
Good evening, Catskill and the Internet. You're listening to Foraging Ahead, the lesser agricultural edition.
I'm Kevin Factor.
I'm Eric Fixler. What are we doing tonight, Kevin?
I have turned over all control to you. And we have a new studio, a new venue. We have a view.
We do.
And it's spring and everything is new. So I thought I'd, after a very long apprenticeship, I figured I would turn it over to Sue. So this promises to be quite possibly the most relevant musical show we have ever done, or at least the grooviest.
So I think it's spring, and I think what we've been talking about is peace and freedom. The first song we're listening to is Chico Hamilton, drummer. I think he died about 10 years ago. The song is called Abdullah and Abraham, and without getting pedantic, I think it's an appropriate title to start a track off with today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh,
In the background, that's Dickie Betts with Bougainvillea. What is Bougainvillea, Kevin?
Bougainvillea, it's a sort of a flowering vine that it's in a lot of southern literature. It's evocative of sort of the easy, languid, sorrowful, unreflective days of the South.
Dickie Betts passed away last week at the age of 80.
Good old Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers Band.
Best known for, being one half of the guitar of the Allmans.
Mm-hmm. You like the Allman Brothers, Kevin?
Yeah, I do. I like the Allman Brothers. There's a moment in a young man's life, and I guess Southern rock, especially in the late 70s, early 80s, Leonard Skinner and Allman Brothers Band, and then there's a few more, like, I don't know, but
I think it's, for me, it's a characteristic of getting older, being a little more mature, appreciating this. I don't think I appreciated this when I was a younger man.
I think I appreciated it more. I mean, I don't do a lot of drugs now. I actually find it kind of tedious.
Oh, that's a little harsh because...
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I there was a moment, but, I don't know.
Regardless, Dickie Betts, rest in peace. He lived a hard life.
He lived a good life.
He made a lot of good music.
But he did. He made a lot of good music. Better than me.
It was Greg Allman who was married to Cher, though, right? Not Dickie Betts.
No, Dickie Betts. I mean, they didn't have gay marriage back then.
I think that kind of flew over my head. Before Dickie Betts. Ooh, my mic is a little crunchy. Sorry about that. Poor Dickie Betts, we heard Rahsaan Roland Kirk on the saxophone with Spirits Up Above. And we started off tonight with Chico Hamilton bringing us Abdullah and Abraham. We got a lot more music up for you. McCoy Tyner up next. Keep it tuned. WGXC. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Thank you.
But be aware that it takes courage and strife. Expand your mind, don't let it wither and die. You'll find it lift your spirit high to the sky. So meditate. Let's contemplate. Talk to the heavenly bodies of the universe. We'll be right back.
meditate, brothers and sisters. Meditate, brothers and sisters. Let's contemplate. Let us talk to the heavenly bodies. Let us talk to the heavenly bodies. Yes. Of the universe, I said of the universe,
That's Goat from Gothenburg, Sweden, with Fill My Mouth. That's kind of an odd song. Like, I feel like saying that is very awkward.
For you.
For me. So, I think we had mentioned earlier, WGXC has a new studio. You can actually come see us.
We could see you.
Yeah, we're literally in the window of a storefront at 393 Main Street in Catskill. And Kevin, why don't you give us the traffic report for Catskill at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday evening?
Thank you, Eric. There's a parking spot just opened up across from Magpie Bookshop. Back to you, Eric.
We got dude with the Jufro smoking a vape on my left.
Well, I guess.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah, that does qualify.
I mean, I'm not making any insinuations about the person's actual ethnicity, but I think that that word evokes a certain visual.
Yeah, yeah. No, I rocked that when I was a little younger than him.
Yeah,
a little younger than him.
Me too. I had my time.
I went right across from Sister Salvage. You know, beautiful storefronts and Magpie Books.
I'm getting a little subliminal. I'm getting a little not so subliminal messaging from Magpie Books.
Read books.
Got big lights say read books.
I know. Doesn't happen a lot anymore.
I don't know. It depends. I'm reading a book. I'm reading a book by Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all about kind of like having goals and I don't normally read.
It sounds like a self-help book.
It's a total self. But okay. First of all, I want to tell you a little secret you don't know about me.
Oh.
So for listeners, just so you know, I've known Kevin, I don't know, at least 25 years, like interminable amount of time, but
30.
You don't know that I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, I, like, adore and idolize Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You've kept this from me all this time?
There are two reasons why. I mean, there's there's really one main reason why I idolize Arnold Schwarzenegger. I feel like he is a principled and thoughtful. He's a conservative. I don't agree with everything he believes, but I feel like he is a tremendously thoughtful and talented person who has done some amazing things in his life. I have a ton of respect for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's hard not to respect Arnold.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you agree. Yeah. I'm really glad you agree.
No, I mean, we lived in California when he was governor.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
And he recognized that he didn't know what he was doing, but he know that there are people who do, and he surrounded himself with smart people from a wide variety of, from a wide ideological spectrum politically, and he didn't do a terrible job as governor.
All true.
Yeah.
All true.
Yeah.
I vote for him for president. He can't run for president, you know.
No. He can't run for president.
I just want to fill folks in on what we've been listening to. In the background right now, River of Light. It's the Ambient Infinity Orchestra. Band from Leeds, current. I think this came out a couple years ago. This one's on Bandcamp. Before that, Goat with Fill My Mouth. I said that awkwardly again.
I don't think there's a way to not say that awkwardly.
From the record Harlem Bush Music, Celestial Blues, Gary Bartz's NTU Troupe. That was recorded, I think, in 1970, maybe 71.
Sounds like 71.
Decca Studios in Manhattan.
Mm.
And pianist McCoy Tyner brought us his blessings. I did end that one a little early, though.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Nice selections this evening.
Good selections. If you actually have any requests, I realize we don't have an active telephone in the studio.
But they could come out and stand in front of the mirror and the window and like, we could do charades or...
You could text me, but people can text me. I'm 845.
No, you don't want to give out your number.
I want to give out my number.
You don't want to give out your number.
I love these people. I'm going to give out my number. 845-444-4475. That's 845-444-4475.
You're out of your mind.
I actually really love this Ancient Infinity Orchestra, and we've been talking over it, so I want to let people listen to it. So,
let the people listen.
Just a reminder, we're listening to where you, not we, but we too, are listening to WGXC FM 90.7, Catskill, Acre, Internet. I'm Eric, this is Kevin, and this is Foraging Ahead.
So put your hand in mine.
The Undisputed Truth from their record Face to Face with the Truth.
That's a bold name.
It is a bold name. And if it sounds familiar, it probably sounds familiar because it songs are produced and written by Norman Whitfield, who's half of the Motown production team who also produced The Temptations, which this sounds quite a bit like. In terms of traffic, we had two parking spots open right in front of the station, but one of them has been occupied, and it was actually occupied by Alana, who's up next in 20 minutes, 19 minutes even, at 7 o'clock with There. Music, soundscapes, and spoken words. So make sure you stay tuned to WGXC for Alana.
Do.
I just around, sisters and brothers. This is the key.
Harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers. Harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers. Harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers.
That's a very nice groove. But do you think the Friendship Train is like a local or an express?
It's a really interesting question.
I feel like you got to change in Jamaica if you're going to take it all the way to the end of the line.
I think I want it to be a local because I think I want to know more about somebody, appreciate what we have in common.
30 years I knew you. I had no idea you had this thing for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See, there's always something new to learn.
Yeah. Well,
that's a good thing. Tell me something I didn't know about you.
I've never been on the Friendship Train.
Actually, I think I knew that.
Something about me. I can't eat shrimp anymore.
That's really funny because, you know, I always tell people when they ask me. Anybody, if there is anybody listening who knows me, then you know that. People ask me, what don't you eat? And all I say is shrimp. It's the only thing I don't eat. Why do you stop eating shrimp?
I can't eat it. I love it. It when it's an option to eat, I can't eat it because my knee blows up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think shrimp is the single edible thing on this earth that disgusts me. I would actually rather eat insects than eat shrimp.
Really?
Really. Like, there's something about the smell of shrimp that, like, completely, like...
Huh. That's interesting. I knew that. I know that you didn't like shrimp. But I just thought it was a sort of residual of your sort of early dietary upbringing.
No, actually, I've gotten over most of those taboos. But, you know... We should listen to Leon Thomas a little bit.
Why? I mean, I'm happy to, but why?
Because he's got something to tell us. He's telling us about the creator has a master plan.
Okay.
The creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness for every man. The creator has one demand happiness through all the land. Peace and happiness through all the land. The
our Creator makes but one demand, peace and happiness through all. The land.
background, that's Alice Coltrane with Journey to Sachinanda. From her record of the same name with Pharoah Sanders and the Pharoah Sanders Orchestra. So once again, happy spring. Happy, I think it's roughly...
Yeah, no, happy spring. This is, I think this is going to work out. I think this whole spring thing...
It's going to work out?
It's going to work out. I think it's going to... And I think the whole Catskill thing is delightful.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, there seems to be so much happening in Catskill. It's how a small town should be, right? There's a lot of variety.
As a reminder, Alana is up in 5 minutes with There, mm-hmm. Music, Soundscapes, Spoken Words. When are we back? In a month?
We're going to be back in a month, yeah. But we'll have some new stuff. You know, I did not realize you were such a marvelous curator of music.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I did know that, but... I've said it publicly now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Usually we're a little bit more... We're still relatively talky.
We're very talky.
Yeah. We don't really have a subject today, just other than...
Spring.
The spring.
And I feel like that last tune captured the spring vibe.
Yeah.
There's something about harp that really gets me excited about blossoms and bougainvillea and stuff like that.
We had harp tonight. We had flute tonight.
The flute was good.
Flute was really good. All right, you're listening to WGXC 90.7.
Go out with Little Dicky.
Well, not Little Dicky the rapper. We'll leave you out. Again, our condolences to the Betts family. Dickie Betts, the great guitarist of the Allman Brothers. And I now can't even believe by next show I might be playing the Grateful Dead, which will be very disappointing to me personally. But I think that might be the direction we're moving in. All right, we'll leave you with a few minutes of Jessica live at Winterland from the Allman Brothers. I want to say 1973 record, but I actually am not sure, but I'm pretty sure. Do you know? Maybe 72, 73? Tom, do you know? You don't seem like an Allman Brothers kind of dude. Nah, you don't know.
No, I mean, Dwayne Allman died in 73, so, or 74, plane crash.
No, motorcycle crash.
Yeah, more than the plane flew into the motorcycle.
Plane flew into
yeah.
It's very unfortunate. All right, everybody, have a great week. Happy Sunday. And again, come walk by us at 393 Main Street in Catskill. Mm-hmm. Have a nice night.
Bye.